Welcome to my show, You're in the Thoughts. My name is Michael Golger. I am a psychic medium, and I use it as an intuitive consultant. And for the next hour, I will be doing free, nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. The phone number is 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. And I would appreciate feedback to the station. You can email. Caller? Hi. Okay, caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Oh.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Matthews.
From where?
Matthews, North Carolina.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you called. Let's see what we have for you tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Wow, I feel you're in a definite new cycle.
Great.
Almost like a complete changeover you're about to go into. It's like a new beginning for you, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. I'm excited about it. I feel it's going to be good for you business-wise, work-wise, interest-wise. It's like a whole new person stepping out into a new realm.
I can't hear you. You're going in and out.
Okay, how's this now?
That's good.
Is it better?
Yes, it just kind of faded away there for a second.
Okay.
At the cycle.
Okay. Like I was saying, you're in like in a total change. You're spiritually, emotionally, mentally here, I'm getting.
Yes, I am.
And it's going to get better and better and better right up until well into May, I'm feeling. A lot of different changes for you. Okay. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you on a cell phone?
I'm on my regular phone.
Oh, okay. All right, because I heard you going in and out, too. I'm getting a change in direction for you. And be open to this, okay? A total change in direction. And it's going to be inner and outer change, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. I'm feeling motivated. I'm feeling inspired. I'm excited about a few different things in my life. Maybe some interests that I have that I'm working on or some hobbies that I'm working on. I'm also leaning towards business, too, whatever.
Can you speak up just a little bit?
Okay. Whatever your interests are, they're going to expand, and they have the potential to bring you an increase in income.
Wonderful. Okay. I'm interested in the art field.
I thought so.
Writing.
That's exactly what I was being shown, art and writing. And that was going to be the next thing I said to you. It's got potential to expand and increase your income.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, and you should pursue it and follow through. And I feel like the interest is going to increase, too. You're going to
Good.
Feel
I'm
your...
a procrastinator. I needed to hear that.
You're going to feel yourself being pulled to this more and more as time goes on, especially within the next 30 days, even. There'll be some an increase in activity with it.
The next 30 days?
You're going to see an increase in interest. You're going to be being pulled to your interests, and they're going to expand. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Are you picking anything up on my mother or my family?
Let me just get out what I'm getting, and then I can go there.
Okay.
Okay. I'm hearing a chance to start again. It's like a fresh start with you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're going to feel like you're going to make up your mind to do a certain thing a certain way, and you're going to go ahead and do it. And I believe it's connected to your talents and your interests.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Okay, and there's a definite increase in income. There's going to be some challenges with it and some hard work, but don't back down from it. Continue through with it. Follow through on it because...
I just need direction.
That's just what I was going to say. General direction will be given to you as you go into this. You're going
to
be
guided. I need somebody to hold my hand and take me through it.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling spirit strong around you, and a lot of your talent is connected to spirit. And higher consciousness. A lot of your writing and your artwork does come through spirit.
Yes, it's definitely a channel.
Okay, and I'm also getting a lot of social increases, too, with friends and enjoyable events.
Oh, wonderful. I love that.
Okay. Possibly between now and the beginning of May, you can expect to go to some very enjoyable social events or...
We are expecting another baby in the family, so maybe I'll get to travel and see the baby.
Yeah, I'm just getting, as far as you had a question about your family, I'm feeling the immediate family and your surrounding love is also going to be included in a lot of your celebration and in your enjoyment.
Okay. You just went out, so I didn't hear you.
Your immediate family will take an interest in what you're doing and support you.
Oh, that's great, because they don't really right now.
Okay.
They just kind of pat me on the head and push me on the way.
Yeah, I believe they're going to realize just how talented you are, and you will see them being drawn closer to you with this.
I don't really share with them what I'm doing, though.
Okay, I think it's going to happen automatically through recognition as your work unfolds. It's going to be noticed. It's going to be noticed by the immediate family and your friends.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay.
You're just wonderful tonight for me, giving me a little boost there.
Good, thanks. You're going to be tempted to lose your temper between now and the beginning of May.
I am.
So
assertiveness here.
If you see it developing, bite your tongue or count to 10.
Uh-huh.
That would be the best way of handling
it. Take some deep breaths, too.
Yeah. You know, between now and the beginning of May, just kind of keep an eye on people pushing your buttons. Okay. Also, you know, I'm going to... you had a question about your family and their health?
My mother.
Your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's had a change in her health.
She what?
She's had a change in her health.
Okay,
I don't know if it's serious or not.
Okay, what I'm feeling is that it's going to be an increase in concern, and it's going to be on your mind, and... I believe for the next few days anyway, it's going to be like an overwhelming thought, your mom and her health and taking care of her, and there's going to be an increase in responsibility.
I'm just going to have to turn it over to my higher power, I guess.
Yes. Pray and meditate on it, and be prepared to spend more time with her. There's going to be an increase in connection with her.
Uh-huh.
You know, life isn't going to be the same. You're going to have to call her more and visit her more or take her to the doctor. It's going to be an increase in responsibility connected to your mom.
Okay.
Okay, and I think it's too soon, really, to see which way.
I have my little dog's okay, too. She's my little wife. But I know you have to go and read other people, so I really appreciate everything that you've read for me.
Okay. The one other thing that I'm getting is that with the mom, there's another male in the family that's going to play a big role in
a male?
Like a brother or an uncle or a family member.
Uh-huh.
Another family member is going to step in and help if there is an issue with mom. So you can rely on...
Yeah, there's five of us.
Okay. I believe one of them is going to be a big help with mom if it goes into her needing more care. You understand what I'm saying?
We just need to get her to pay attention.
Right. I understand that. And that's where the extra workload is going to come from. bonding with her and directing her and taking care of her.
Gosh, okay. That's a job.
Yep.
She thinks she can put it on hold.
That's why I'm saying I'm feeling like your hands are going to be full. And a lot
maybe
of
you could call her and tell her she can't. Oh.
It's going to take up a lot. It's going to consume a lot of your attention and energy.
Maybe I can get her to call the radio show.
There you go. Okay, I hope it helped you.
Well, I appreciate that. Do you have a web page or a website or a BDS does, don't they? Maybe I can get her to look at that.
Yes, go to my page at the radio station, and all my links are there.
Okay.
And you can find me there, and you can have your mom call in even.
Well, I love BDS Radio, and I appreciate them so much.
I do, too.
I appreciate you, too.
Thank you.
I listen to you all the time.
Great. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
We're headed for AM, FM, satellite. And,
you are.
The more attention we get and the more traffic we get, the better off we are.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate it.
God bless you. Take care of your mom.
God bless you, too. And God bless everybody at BBS.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you very much for the reading.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, good night. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in for a reading, the number is 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. And if you have any feedback on the show or BBS. Hello, caller.
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
This is Janine. I'm in Wichita.
What was your name?
Janine.
Janine?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Welcome to the show.
I'm in Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas. Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's see what I'm getting for you. I'm starting right off with some what appears to be legal activity going on with you or around you, or it's important to you. I feel like something's going to be settled or a judgment's going to be passed. Boy, you got a strong angel presence with you. It's almost like you're into angels, or you have a special angel you pray to, or you collect angels. I don't know why I'm being shown a multitude of angels here.
Okay.
What I am hearing is that there is a phase in your life that's coming to an end, and you're in changes of phases here. Whatever it is you've been going through, especially if it's connected to legal issues or judicial issues or anything that needs to be settled or solved, I believe that you're going to find that happening by the beginning of May. You know, it's almost like I'm being prodded to, I'm looking back over my past events and I'm evaluating my life and seeing the things I need to change and the things I need to improve and the things I need to do. And I believe you're going to be spending like the next 30 days doing that if you haven't been already.
Okay.
I'm also hearing rewards too and promotions. And are you working now or are you looking for work? Or?
I start a temp job tomorrow.
Oh, good. Good.
But I really need a permanent job.
Right. This could lead to it. I'm feeling rewarded and a step up financially. This is what they were giving me.
Cool.
So it's going to help you financially, and something permanent could come out of it.
Okay.
Go in with a confident, good attitude, because this might be the beginning of your search looking for something in the work world for yourself.
Okay.
Okay. I just feel like you're leaving the past behind, and the new cycle that you're in is bringing you rewards and promotions, and it's definitely going to help your finances.
Okay.
And I'm happy with it.
Cool.
The spirit is saying to me to tell you, I don't know why, but I'm hearing it. My conscience should be clear. I did the best that I could. that if there is something nagging you and bothering you, or there is something from the past that's on your mind, do your best to let it go if there is something haunting you, because you did your best, and Spirit wants you to know that. They keep okay. saying it over and over and over again that you did your best.
Okay.
And you're definitely in the... I mean, they're yelling at me, new projects, a new job. So you're definitely on the right track, and I believe that the job may lead to something better for you.
Okay.
A chance to start again, I keep hearing, starting again. And it's going to be satisfying, and you're going to feel like you're accomplishing something. You're going to be satisfied with this, I believe.
Anything on romance?
You know, I'm being released. You know, there's something in the family or my personal world that might have been a burden or kind of weighing me down. And I feel that also getting better. You're going to be moving through it. I feel I'm being pulled to family for some reason. Family and family issues. I don't know if there's something going on with child or or something in the home. And I feel like it's been kind of negative and heavy and weighing on my heart and mind. And I feel that's going to be lifted also. You're going to move past that. That's what this cycle is all about for you.
Okay.
I'm feeling free. I'm feeling freedom. I'm feeling free. I feel like I am shaking the past and the negativity. And I'm making up my mind to move forward and do the best I can and enjoy it while I'm doing it. And you should. Anything legal or judicial, I feel like it's going to be okay and go in your favor. All right?
Okay.
If there's anything going on at all, any type of settlements or judgments that are going to be passed, I feel like I'm hearing outcome is favorable and agreeable with everybody.
Okay.
Let's see here. I keep hearing things are going to be settled. Things in your life are going to be settled. This is what I'm hearing in my ear. You got a lot of work and business, and I would see that with somebody starting a new job. I usually get whatever's basically on your mind at the time of the reading, or that's an issue going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're giving me an expansion with your work world, your finances. The new people that you're going to meet are going to be very friendly, and you're going to be very happy with the new people that come into your life. I feel as though, pay attention to the men on the job, wherever it is you're going. There may be a man there that starts flirting with you, so be open to that. Okay, because I am getting intense friendships, and I'm feeling a little bit of romance, and it's connected to the workplace.
Okay.
So be very open to that. You might find that coming out of that.
Okay.
The friendship's getting deep enough where they can go over into a romance.
Okay.
That's about all I'm getting, really. With you, everything else looks good here for you.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and
Thank you. You
have a good night and take care of yourself. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a reading, it's 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. Any feedback would be deeply appreciated to the radio station at contact@bloginservice.com. I know I would really appreciate seeing some feedback on what I'm doing here. And
Dan, can you turn that down a little bit?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Michael.
Hi.
And how are you tonight, Mark? You sound great.
I feel fantastic.
That's great. I'm glad.
What's your name?
This is George F. from Buffalo.
Oh, okay. Glad you called. Good hearing you. Let's jump into your reading and see what I'm getting for you.
Okay. You are a little low, though.
Am I?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to get a better phone, maybe. Maybe it's me. Okay, how's that? Better?
Better.
Okay. Wow. A lot of changes tonight. You're like the third reading here going into changes in your life. You'll see that with summer and spring, too. It affects the emotions and the spirit and the attitude.
And, you're fading out, Mike.
What's that?
You're fading out.
Fading out?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Did you hear that you're about to have some changes in your life also?
I do now.
Okay. Definite changes. You know, Boy. I got a lot of changes here. Hang on for a second. I just want to listen to what I'm hearing in my head. I got to listen to my head and talk to you at the same time. So bear with me.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Did anybody pass elderly? Is there an expected passing?
Well, there is, but it's not elder.
Ah, I see. So there is somebody expecting to pass.
Yeah.
Okay, because this is what I'm hearing. I'm also hearing it's not a surprise. It's expected.
Right.
And in a way, it's a blessing.
You're right.
When it gets to that point, it's a blessing.
You're right.
Okay, and boy, is it going to be like within the next 30 days? Or
I estimate within the next few days.
Yeah, I think you're correct. I'm feeling 2 weeks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or into the beginning of May, tops, possibly. Okay, and like I said, they're going to be met. They're going to be met by family members. It's going to be an easy passing. They're going to cross rapidly. They're just going to let go and cross over. And there's a family that's going to be there meeting this person. Okay, including some young ones, almost like children are waiting too.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's going to be children waiting. They're going to meet this person, and they're just going to walk over the bridge. It's going to be that easy, and a blessing. Okay, boy, I'm getting this person that's passing, was there a connection to the church or spiritual matters? It's almost like a religious person is going to meet this person when they cross also. Somebody that might
exactly.
Somebody that was very active in the church, and they're in charge, and they're waiting.
She was a shaman.
Ah, okay. Very good. Definitely going to be met and taken care of. Okay, also with you, I'm getting fresh thoughts with you. I think it goes with the season. I've seen it in 3 readings tonight already, but also with a fresh start with you, if you're starting something new, it's going to be successful and happy and satisfying. Whatever it is you plan on starting or trying to start, by all means, go ahead and do it. I'm getting some type of a mishap or a misfortune being a blessing in disguise. So try not to panic. If anything goes wrong or gets in your way, don't panic. Because it might wind up being a lucky break, is what
okay.
I'm hearing. I'm getting a misfortune becoming a lucky break. Okay? Also with you, a change with you and the people around you, inside and out. I just feel like you're going to awaken. You're going to be inspired and motivated. You're going to get the energy you need to go into the summer and have fun and do what it is you want to do. I'm getting a lot of inspiration with you and motivation.
And great.
You're going to go into the beginning of May with this emotionally and energy-wise. You're going to be uplifted and strong. So you got that to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, I could use it.
I'm feeling that because I'm feeling like things that might have been a little rough for you. And,
oh, yeah.
And there is some changes going on, and they're kind of like not agreeing with you, but you're going to be okay with them.
Great.
Try not to fight the changes. Changes are difficult sometimes, and I believe that these changes are going to be positive for you.
Oh, great. I could use them.
Okay. And also, I'm getting a cutting away of negativity with you, too. I feel like you're going to evaluate things and get rid of the stuff that's getting in the way and bothering you.
Exactly.
And I feel like you're it's also going to add to the happiness that you start experiencing as you go into the beginning of May. Okay? The more negativity and baggage you get rid of, the better you're going to feel. And the more focused you'll be. Okay, and, boy, I'm getting a female here that is going to play a role in what's going to happen throughout the next 30 days. I feel like there is another female that's very comforting, and she's going to be a very good friend to you. Okay, so pay attention to the female friends in your life.
Okay.
I believe that one of them is going to come through, and like I said, just be very comforting and a great connection for you. Okay.
Is this a family member?
It's either a family member or a real good friend. Okay. Because I feel like she comes in quick, and she's already bonded with you. So I believe it's a friend or a family member. And she's just going to be very helpful, very loving, and very comforting to you when you need to be comforted.
Possibly my son's girlfriend?
Could very well be. Could very well be.
I know we're close.
It could very well be her. She's going to play a bigger role in your life, I believe.
Okay.
And something with animals with you. You do something with animals? You raise animals? Or?
Oh,
you
yes. 8 cats and a dog.
Okay, because I'm surrounded by animals, and it's a good feeling. It's very comforting for you and very healing.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely have a connection to animals. And
yes, I do. I love my animals.
Yes, you know it, and you enjoy it, and it's very healing. Okay, and you can rely on your animals, too. They're very healing for you.
Yes, they are.
Your connection is above and beyond with animals. So they can hear you talking. They can hear you thinking. They communicate with you.
All the time.
Yep, I'm getting that for you. And that's about all I'm getting.
Okay, what do you see in a job force?
In the job?
Yeah.
I believe, are you looking or somebody close to you looking?
Somebody close, my son.
Your son is looking? Well, I would say, I would say within 2 weeks he's going to find something.
Great.
I believe it might come through a family member or a friend either giving you information or connecting him somehow.
Great.
Okay, pay attention to the people around you and communicate with people. Let them know what's going on and what you want.
Okay, I'll do that.
And this connection also comes from a female, especially the females around you and him.
Oh, great.
Okay, it's going to be almost like, hey, I know somebody that's hiring, and he goes and he gets the job. Okay?
Great.
So follow through on any type of connections in the job market that comes to you unexpectedly or out of nowhere.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Good luck with everything.
Well, thank you, Michael. You're the greatest.
Thank you, Georgette. I appreciate it. Tell your friends about BBS Radio.
Always do.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Love you, Mike.
Love you too. Take care. God bless.
God bless you.
All righty. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to have a reading, call in at 1-888-268-4313. And if you would like to send a comment on the show or BBS Radio, the email is contact@blogginservice.com. And if you'd like to know more about me or connect easily, just go to the BBS, my bio on the BBS website. My links are active, and they'll get you to me. Hi, caller.
Hello.
How you doing?
Just fine. It's good to hear you on again.
Good. Can you speak up just a little?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little bit better. What was your name?
My name is Barb.
I can't hear your name.
Okay. Is this any better?
A little bit.
Okay. My name is Barb.
Okay, Bob. Hi, Bob. Yes. How you doing?
I'm just fine.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Indiana.
Nice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Are you a regular listener?
Yes, I am.
Good. Good. Tell your friends about us.
I already have been.
Great. Okay, Bob. Boy, they're showing me a car with my wheels spinning. And I want to say that I'm kind of maybe in a rut or kind of being delayed in something. And
okay.
That's about to change for you.
Okay.
If there is anything right now being delayed or you feel like you're in a rut, I believe that's going to change and change soon. Probably within the next 2 weeks. I'm hearing a turning point for you.
Okay.
I'm also hearing, this is amazing. All the readings tonight have been inner and out of changes. With you, I feel like you're also going to be going within, meditating, praying, becoming more philosophical, or a connection with this type of activity or people that are into it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's also, as you dwell on this more, you're also going to, the change is going to come from within. You're going to change mentally, spiritually, emotionally. I feel like it's going to be a big part of what the turning point is.
Okay.
The way I'm thinking and feeling is going to lead to a change in my life and bring me to a turning point.
Okay.
I'm also hearing, I'm identifying things that are getting in my way and I'm getting rid of them. Any type of negativity or baggage or people or activity.
Okay.
I feel like I'm being pulled to this. I know what needs to be changed and I'm going to concentrate on that. I'm also understanding sacrifice. I understand that I have to sacrifice to move forward. This is going to be another issue in your life. You might have to give up something to get something. And you're going to have to be prepared for that. I'm also feeling like there's a relationship that might have been negative or a little destructive. And that might be ending too. I don't know if this is a friend or a family member. Or it's in your life. In your world. Your own personal relationships. Did you just go through a separation or a friendship ended?
I've been through a divorce, but it's been a while. It's been about 5 years.
No, it's not that. It might be, but I don't think so. It might be even a friendship that starts to have problems.
Yeah, I can understand that one too.
Okay, or if you're in a relationship, and are you in a relationship now?
Yes.
Okay, how's that going? Is everything all right? Or
As far as I know, it's very good, yeah.
Okay, I'm leaning towards friends with this.
Okay.
I'm leaning towards friends with this. If there's any negative relationships in your life, and they're not good for you, I can see them kind of like just fading out.
Okay.
So if there is something or someone in your life that is really causing problems or issues, I feel that fading away. I don't think it's going to be a problem much longer.
Okay.
Yeah,
there is someone that takes a lot of my energy, so.
I'm feeling that. I don't like to get too personal in these quickie readings because I like to go deeper, and I kind of like just to give you a little bit of a little bit of a guidance if you were wondering about it. And I do feel like there is somebody that is draining and it's not good for you. And I feel like that just fading away and eventually disappearing.
Okay.
Growth. You can expect to grow spiritually and emotionally. You already have. I feel like you're a very old soul, and you paid your dues. And you've been there and done that, and I feel that you knew how to channel it into growth and maturity. So that was the reward and the payoff for everything that you might have been through. Because I keep hearing spiritual growth for you, spiritual growth over and over and over. Are you deeply connected to spiritual matters? Are you?
Yes, I do talk with entities and with spirits.
Okay, I can barely hear you. I'll just keep giving you what I'm getting, and
okay.
And I'll leave you with that. Boy. I almost feel like, is there a, do you have children, an older child that might be leaving or going away to school or college? Or?
I have older children, yes.
Okay. I feel like one of them might go away to school or maybe military or... I'm just feeling like I'm maybe one of my children are, like I said, going away. I'm not getting negative with it. I'm getting good with it. But I feel like one of them might like be stepping out onto their own or
yeah.
developing their own life. Or, but I feel like it may be something that you also have to deal with, one of them leaving and going out on their own or going away.
Okay.
Did somebody just lose a job with you? Were worried about losing their job?
I'm worried about changing jobs, yes.
Okay. Because I'm hearing concerns about a job, either losing one or changing one. Or.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry, and I think it would be a good move. I hope that helps you. If you're wondering about, are you wondering about whether you should do it or not? Or
yeah.
you just need to?
Okay. Oh, my. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Do you need to change jobs, or are you just worrying about the outcome of changing one?
I feel like I need to.
Okay.
I'm just kind of.
Okay, I agree with you, and I think it would be a good move for you.
Okay.
Okay, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I feel like you need to be you, to be satisfied.
Okay.
I think it would be a good move. I'm getting an illness too. Is there an illness that you're dealing with, or somebody close to you dealing with an illness?
Yes, my mother.
I thought so. Oh, you took it right off my tongue. I was just going to say your mom is going to be needing you more.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if the mom was the illness or you were the illness, but I was going to figure that out anyway.
Okay.
But I am getting, I'm getting some issues with mom. I want to stay close to her, stay on top of her, stay connected the best you can. Because I believe, like, especially between now and the beginning of May, she's going to need you.
Right.
So stay connected and stay in touch with her. And, do what you got to do for your mom. Give her a little more attention than normal. I'm also getting a pregnancy or an expectancy. Is there a baby coming somewhere around you?
Not that I know of, but that's a possibility.
Okay. I'm getting a pregnancy that might have some complications. So if you bump into somebody that says, hey, guess what, or they're very close to you, kind of keep an eye on them too.
Okay.
because I feel like once it's known that there is a baby coming and the pregnancy is developing, there may be some complications. I'm not really worried about it, but you may see this arise.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, if you do and they don't notice it and you notice it, you could be the one to say maybe you should go get a checkup, you know?
All right.
So just keep that in mind. That's about all I'm getting on you. I hope it helped you or connected with you.
Yeah, there was quite a bit that connected. I am trying to make a move personally with my home. You see me making a good choice on that?
I do, but I believe there's going to be... It's not going to be 100% of what you expect.
Yeah.
It's, in other words, you're going to have to... I think that's where the sacrifice was coming in that I was hearing.
Yeah, it exactly is. I think the minute you said that, that's where I put it. So.
Yes, and that's where I'm going. I believe that you're going to have to be willing to sacrifice a little.
Okay.
And it will work well. I'm not getting any warnings or negative imagery here, just that there's going to be possibly not 100% what you expected and some sacrifice.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to have to be willing to let something go to get something else, and I believe that's the situation with your property.
All right. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Michael.
No problem. Tell your friends about us.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Night. Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to have a reading, 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. And mail us some feedback, contact@bloginservice.com. And I also like to let everybody know that April 5th, I'm starting my daytime show. It'll be noon Eastern Standard Time. And again on Friday, the 7th, that will also be noon Eastern Standard Time for 1 hour. And it'll be every week after that. So I'll be doing 4 shows here at BBS. Hi, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Now, you sound good. You're nice and clear and loud.
Oh, good. Well, I do talk kind of loud.
That's good. I like it, clear and loud.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Utah. St. George, Utah.
Utah?
Yeah, I can't believe I got through.
Utah.
This is so exciting.
Are you one of the people that's been calling for weeks nonstop?
No, I just discovered your station last night.
Oh, fantastic.
I think of all the time I must have missed. Oh, well.
Wow. Actually, I just started. I'm new to radio, and I've been in chat reading publicly for 10 years. Done a little other radio, but this is basically new for me, so.
You're doing wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You like the show, then?
I do. I really like it.
Good. Thank you. Tell your friends about us. What was your name? What was your name?
It's Nancy.
Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. You got some good stuff here. Whew. Definite expansion. Yeah. I'm just feeling so good with you.
Oh, I'm glad.
I think
since the solar eclipse, I've been a little down, but...
Well, that's
good to hear. I'm okay.
That's about to change, because you are surrounded with blessings and expansions. And are you moving?
You know what? I can't decide. I don't know what to do. I've been here for almost 2 years where I'm at renting, and I'm not sure what I should do.
So it's been an issue and a thought then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it jumped right out at me. Let's see. Let's see if it'll be a good thing. First of all, I'm getting some kind of project or something you might have been working on ending, and there's a great satisfaction to this, a lot of pride and accomplishment that goes with it. So if you do have something special going on and it's almost ready to be ended, I believe it'll be a feather in your cap. I'm very proud of what I'm doing.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, I'm just going to give you some more here, and then also a turning point in your life, too. You're on the verge of a very important turning point in your life. It's going to be gradual, but very satisfying.
A turning point? Is that what you said?
It's almost like I was working on something and I finished it, or I'm about to finish it, and I'm going to go right into something else. like I'm creating it.
Yeah.
Are you an artist, or you build?
I would like to be able to draw and paint and do that kind of stuff, but I have been an artist as far as entertaining in the past, but.
Okay, is there anything special that you're working on now, or is it?
There's a project here that I'm on the board of with Anasazi Valley, but we just don't know how that's going to turn out. We just keep coming up against roadblocks with it.
Well, I think it's going to work fantastic for you.
Oh, great.
I just feel it all coming together for you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And I feel like I'm creating something and finishing it, and then creating another thing and finishing it. It's like I'm creating stuff or working on things. And I'm feeling very proud of what I accomplished. I think it's going to go well for you. I really do. I'm hearing success around you. I'm hearing praise from other people. I got a lot of people around me, and they're proud and they're happy, and everything's on track, and I'm very proud of what I'm doing. Also,
that would be my friends.
Okay, keep in mind, I'll pick up on whatever is close to you, your family, your husbands, your relationships, your neighbors. So if something don't make sense, it could be your hubby that I'm picking up on.
No, I've been single 17 years. I hope it's a future one.
No, I'm just trying to explain to you how I get my imagery.
Oh, okay.
And what it may pertain to. I pick up on whatever you're emotionally invested in. In other words, if you have a real good friend and she's going through a hard time, I may feel that being your hard time until I figure out where it's going.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, I'm doing this for the whole audience so they can understand how I operate and how I read. So, anyway, you're in an expansion. It's going to be very exciting. I'm getting some travel possibly between now and the beginning of May. So if you're planning on travel, you may see that come through for you. I'm feeling like it's also good for you. It's a happy time. You know, I want to say I'm going out of state or overseas. I don't know what this means, but I'm being shown this. Out of state, overseas, or a significant move. And I believe this is either somebody you're either going to go on a vacation, travel out of state, or move out of state, move overseas. Or it could be just a simple vacation. But I believe I'm picking up a lot of your thoughts on moving and relocating. Okay?
Okay.
Boy, why do I keep hearing overseas with you? Do you travel a lot?
No.
Do you have anybody out of state or out of country or...
No, I have a friend. He travels and goes out of the country.
Wow. What about when you move? Will it be out of state or overseas?
I would think it'd be right around here where I am, where my children are.
Well, interesting. I'm not sure why they're showing me this. They could be just validating that you're thinking a lot of moving.
Yeah, I have been a lot.
It could be as simple as that. I will see a move sometimes as a great expansion. Something with children, too. Do you have children?
Yes, I have seven.
Seven children? Wow, great. Mm-hmm. Are they overseas or moving or in the military or?
No.
No?
Six of them are grown and some have children and one of them is still at home with me.
Okay. Is the one at home, are they ready to move or talking about it or planning it? Because
no, he's just 14.
Oh, he's 14. Okay. I'm feeling something with the children and also, boy, it's... I wonder if one of them is moving and you don't even know about it.
I'm leaving you, Michael.
Yeah, I was just picking up on... I was wondering why I was being shown children with you being significant for some reason. I don't know why. I don't want to go too deep with this because it can get complicated.
Well, I have quite a few grandchildren.
Okay. You are going to receive inner peace. As you go into the beginning of May, inner peace is being given to you. And also some insights on things. So pay attention to your dreams and your intuition.
Okay.
Because I feel like you're going to be given insights and advice psychically, intuitively. And I'm being pulled to dreams. So pay attention to your dreams. You might want to keep a dream journal.
That's where I get most of my inspiration.
Oh, that's what
you were so right on.
Wow, they're showing that to me. You have strong spirit guides. Strong spirit guides. They're very connected to you. And you can expect an increase in your abilities to connect with spirit.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
As you go into May, you're going to be very pleased with the way you're developing spiritually. Very happy with it. Excited is what I'm hearing. Excited.
Oh, good.
Excited spiritually. Okay, now I just want to touch on one thing that you mentioned that meant a lot to you. Was that a job or a project you were working on?
I don't remember what I said.
There was something that you were excited about accomplishing or...
Oh, the Anasazi Valley Project.
What is that?
Yes. It's Anasazi Valley. It's a sacred site here that was... The Indians were in the petroglyphs and the mounds and the burial site and all that kind of stuff. We've been trying to do this program for a long time.
Oh, I see. Okay, so like archaeology. Is that what you're into?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
We want to put a pageant on there, you know, at that place. And
nice, nice.
Have an Indian village and all that kind of thing.
Nice. I feel that going through for you, and not only that, you being recognized and noted for your work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a lot of other people noticing what you're doing and what you're into, and it's going to go well for you.
Oh. And it's such a relief. We've waited a long time for this.
Yes, I feel it going well. You might have another grandchild coming.
I do in May.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm glad he's your grandchild.
Yeah, somebody's handing me a baby, so I know it's coming.
Yeah, he's coming.
Very nice, very nice. And it's going to be a very happy occasion for you.
Oh.
Sweetheart, actually a gifted child is what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Yeah, very gifted child. I'm also being contacted either through the mail or the phone, and it's almost like I've been waiting for this answer. So you can expect something to come through the mail or the phone that's going to cause some excitement in your life. It may be connected. It may be connected to business or money or finances or the work world. Okay.
Okay.
So if you're waiting for an approval or an answer on something, I see it coming and being positive.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. I keep hearing the news is good, and they're waving a phone and a letter at me, so I want to watch my mail and my phone.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. And I just keep hearing the news is fantastic. And it's
30 seconds.
Okay. And it's the beginning of an enterprise for you. It's going to bring a lot of happiness to you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Do you see a man coming into my life?
What's that?
Do you see a man coming into my life?
I got to say goodbye, so I want to leave you what I gave you.
Okay.
And I'll be on Wednesday during the day.
Okay.
Noontime, Eastern Standard. Okay?
Okay.
And join my Yahoo group. I do shows all the time for free. All right?
Thank you so much, Michael.
God bless. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Okay. I just want to say goodnight, everybody, and we'd appreciate feedback at contact@blogginservice.com. Thank you, everyone, and I'll see you Wednesday at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on the 5th and the 7th. Take care and God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.